It's Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET. I'm Nick Austin, filling in for Stephen Henderson. And in late March, the University of Michigan Ann Arbor graduates went on strike, seeking a livable wage of at least $38,500 a year, among other demands. In addition to learning and earning higher degrees, graduate students do a lot for the university, including help teach students, lead seminars, grade papers, and often conduct research alongside tenured professors. The union's graduate employees organization recently had a big win, and the University of Michigan did not win an injunction that they requested in the court, claiming the union strike was illegal because it breached their contract. To talk about this recent win for the Graduate Student Union, the union's demands, how the union wants the university to change, as well as why they are on strike in the first place, we have the Graduate Employees Organization President Jared Eno here with us. Jared, welcome to Detroit Today.
Thanks. Great to be here.
So what are the specific list of demands that you have for the University of Michigan in addition to higher pay? And why do you think, why was now the time for you to go on strike for these things?
Yeah. Grad workers are on a strike right now because we know that there a better campus is possible here at the University of Michigan. The theme for our campaign is affordability and dignity for all grad workers. And as you said, that includes a living wage, 38.5. That number comes from the MIT Living Wage Calculator. So as your previous guest, Professor Masters, was saying, we're just trying to peg our pay to inflation and the local cost of living. You know, as we all know, the cost of living is kind of out of control across the country, and Ann Arbor is no exception. The gap between what we are paid and the local cost of living has tripled during the current life of our contract, which is the last 3 years. And it now stands at $14,500, which effectively means that grad school is impossible here at the University of Michigan for anyone who doesn't have family wealth. And we don't think that that's right.
I want to
get... Go ahead.
Finish it off.
Okay. We're asking for a living wage. You know, there are different groups that face additional costs. That's parents, international workers, disabled workers. So we're asking for, you know, an accessible childcare subsidy, an emergency fund for international workers, and copay caps to make sure that disabled workers don't go bankrupt. In addition, the university has these 900 hours of required field placements for folks in this MSW program, the number one program in the country, but those hours are all unpaid. So we're asking for a minimum wage of $20 an hour for those folks.
All right. And I do want to jump in here right now real quick, just because, and again, I appreciate you being on, Jared. You know, we did reach out to the university and in response to your demands, Rick Fitzgerald, university spokesperson, says, instead of working toward real compromise, the Graduate Employees Organization has refused to move from its insistence on a 60% raise, a compensation demand that is vastly out of step with wage increases for all other employee groups, and instead opted to violate its own contract and state law and walk off the job. Jared, I want to give you an opportunity to respond to this. How do you respond to that statement from the university?
Sure. Yeah, the university is really fixated on this 60% figure. The percentage raised is large because we are paid so poorly. the university doesn't seem to understand that workers should be paid a living wage. And that's what we're fighting for. And the really confusing thing about this is actually the university, a different part of the university, recently said that it was going to pay PhD students, some PhD students, pretty close to a living wage. So at this point, the university itself is saying that grad workers should get a living wage, while at the bargaining table is saying that it's outrageous. It just doesn't make any sense. So that line doesn't really add up for grad workers who are selling their plasma, you know, skipping meals, rationing medication. For the university to say that it's a nonsensical wage demand just makes no sense for the daily lives of grad workers. And I think that folks, you know, our students who are coming out to support us, faculty, librarians, nurses, the community has really come out because everyone knows you need to be able to pay the bills to live.
One of the things that you even acknowledged in a little bit earlier talking to us is rising costs, especially in Ann Arbor, where we know things are really going up. Housing costs, for example, are incredibly high there. And that's not necessarily the fault of the university. That's just the life that you lead in there. What would you say to people who say that you are tagging on the university a responsibility that comes from outside, driving those costs and expenses up so much?
Sure, that's a great question. I mean, the university is the largest employer in Ann Arbor. So what the university does and how it approaches its business model has everything to do with the local cost of living here in Ann Arbor. So even the university has not tried to say that this is out of its control. And even if it did, it wouldn't make a lot of sense because the university, as folks probably know, has an endowment of $17+ billion. You know, our wage ask, because again, we're not paid much and we're only asking for a living wage. Our wage ask would only cost about $33 million in the first year. That's a drop in the bucket for the University of Michigan. And it is, it would only bring the university up into a realm of grad compensation that's competitive with peer institutions, you know, other universities that University of Michigan itself thinks it's competing with. Rutgers University, those folks just went on strike, paused their strike because they got a 33% wage increase for grad workers going up to $40,000. Now, the Rutgers has an endowment of like $2-2.5 billion. The University of Michigan, again, has an endowment of over $17 billion. So this is entirely possible. Mm. It makes every bit of sense for grad workers and for the university itself.
Jared Eno, graduate student at the University of Michigan, president of the Graduate Employees Organization, thanks so much for joining us on Detroit Today.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to 101.9 WDET-FM, Detroit's NPR station, your connection to news, music, and conversation. Steven Henderson will be back and see you tomorrow.